It's interesting because the Blue Voice doesn't sound good. I don't know, want to go there. I'd like to keep it with the more definite tone.
Your voice is a beautiful voice.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Let's get out of it doesn't sound good.
Okay, just let it be.
I'm trying to open up the possibilities in the instruments.
Okay.
And later on, you know, singing comes much later.
Okay.
So right now is vocalizing and like, oh, that's that gear and sensations. Exactly. You read my website, right?
No.
Oh, well, you must go to my website and read it. KimberlyHaynes.net.
What's so great is this is going to help me even for the new song I'm doing. The chorus really needs that meaty voice. So I'm like, oh, this is great.
Okay. Do you want to share it with me?
Is that okay?
Yeah. Every song and every rhyme, I dream about your sweet embrace, your sparkling eyes, your beautiful face.
Consider it's my gift.
How long ago was that?
20 years. It's a long time.
I don't know how does a person lose a child. You know, when those kids were killed in Newtown,
I know. No one can imagine, and they say it's not recoverable, and I say that too. It's just a transformation, and you go somewhere else. You can never go back.
No. It would be nice if you could get that song to them.
I'm trying. I think what's really great now is I'm not in a place of marketing anything. So everything I share is freely. So I just keep writing to people. I know when I was grieving, I got very angry if anybody said time heals. So
yes.
I have to be careful not to come to a place. I keep telling people there's hope and that you will feel better because I never believed I'd feel better. And I was so proud that I survived. I survived. There's no question that loving my other children kept me alive, and I moved. I had a baby right after. I got pregnant 1 month after my son died. So it was my way of holding on to life. I had to give my love somewhere else. It doesn't replace what you lost, but after 20 years, when I started doing the music, I came to this conclusion that I had survived my grief, but it wasn't enough, that I deserve more from life, that giving up my own life because I lost something wasn't what my child would have wanted.
Mm.
So my message, and in my music and I write, you know, is just don't give up, hang on. That's why I have a song named Hang On. Just hang in there and do whatever you can to feel better. And I really recommend people connect with other people grieving because they understand.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. I help people grieving because I've been there.
Yeah.
But I tell them that they don't have to be that way for the rest of their life.